Chapter 1. Tuesday morning, 8:30 a.m. Austin, Texas. I leave Paige tangled in the sheets, dead asleep, and 5 crisp $100 bills on the nightstand. That's my penance. That's how much it costs to stay sane, because in the last 24 hours, I've broken 3 of my rules. I tick them off one by one, like notches on a bedpost, as I knot my tie in front of the foyer mirror, and again as I slip out the door, carefully affixing the Do Not Disturb placard on the handle. I make the familiar walk of shame to the end of the hallway, to the elevators of the Obsidian Hotel, where I choose my direction. Down, of course. To start with, I've been reckless, even though my name, Trevor, literally means cautious. I would know. I chose it as a constant reminder. A 2-syllable refrain telling me who and what I need to be. And I did try. Well, mostly tried. Nobody's perfect. Except Paige. She's beautiful, willing, and discreet. Everything a woman should be. Second, I've gotten too comfortable. Comfort is the enemy of greatness, my father used to say. Which leads me to the worst part. I broke rule number 3 again. The rule I've held sacrosanct since I boarded a Greyhound bus from L.A. to Austin 7 years ago, vacating my past in a cloud of exhaust at the station. Do not become my father. The thought of it, that I might be like him, makes me ball my fists so tight that my nails bite into the flesh of my palms. I don't even notice the man walking into the elevator until he slips in behind me, until I've already smacked the little button, L for lobby, so hard the elevator's walls rattle. Sorry, I mutter. It doesn't feel sufficient, but the man is already frowning at me, and I don't want to make a scene. He reminds me a little of my dad with that bulbous nose and the bald spot he's still denying with a hopeful comb-over. Rough morning, he asks, or rough night? That sleazeball smirk. That's pure dad right there. I'd like to pummel my father off the man's face, but I shrug instead. Partly because the rest of him is the anti-Alan Drucker. Big and fleshy and brutish. For the rest of the 10-second ride, I pretend to care about my email, squinting at my phone's screen with the intensity of a hawk hunting field mice. The man is still looking at me when the elevator eases to a stop at the lobby. Our eyes meet in the reflection of the stainless steel door before it parts, opening to a drab Tuesday morning in the toothache cold of January. I step forward first, suddenly anxious to be free of his gaze. Predatory, but familiar somehow. Do I know you? He speaks my worst fears aloud. The question might as well be a gun barrel against my neck, but I don't let my body freeze the way it wants. Instead, I turn to him and offer an uncertain smile. I don't think so, I shrug. It takes practice to seem this calm, and I wish he knew that, the level of effort it requires. But it's a small world. Teddy Drucker? I shake my head. Sorry, no. My name is Trevor. Trevor Dent. He laughs. A big, hearty laugh that says he's unashamed. That shame is something for us common folk. But I don't run away.